Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is With Murph. On the show today, we have music from Casey Barnes, Sahara Star, and Akari and Jean. We'll also talk about the time that Sahara was on the show, and the many times we've had Akari and Jean on. So let's not wait another second and get straight to the music. Coming in at number three today on Indie Country Radio, we have one of my dearest friends, the lovely, a super talented, award winning Miss Akari and Jean, and her single from her debut EP, Don't Miss. I'll tell you more about the single and about Akari and herself after we hear the song. Again, at number three this week, it's Akari and Jean and Say It on Indie Country Radio.
You had me wondering where on the map do you call home? Maple trees, summer breeze, can't you see you were killing me? Singing along to the roulette stone. I've been praying I'm not falling in the red zone. No regrets, I'm gonna say it. Giving up my heart so you could take it. Push my luck and leave the rest up to you. So turn around and let you leave this town. I have to be a fool, so I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. I've been tossing and turning around in my head. If your heart is burning, cut to me, you're like a fireball shot. Hit the spot, oh, you're making me hot. Giving up my heart so you can take it or break it. Take a leap or we can make it. It's the one in a million chance you're feeling what I'm feeling too. So I gotta speak up and push my luck and leave the rest up to you. Cause if I turned around and let you leave this town, I'd have to be a fool. So I'm gonna say it, yeah. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. Giving up my heart so you could take it. Please don't break it. Take a leap, yeah, we can make it. It's the one in a million chance you're feeling what I'm feeling too. So I gotta speak up and push my luck and leave the rest up to you. Cause if I turned around and left this town, I'd have to be a fool. So I'm gonna say it.
Coming in at number three, Akari and Jean and her single Say It. As I said earlier, Akari has been a very, very dear friend of mine for a lot of years, and I didn't realize this until Akari actually texted me. I had texted her that Say It was going to be a played on the show today, and that I had just for the heck of it, looked up how many times had she been on the show, and I think it was either 3 or 4 so far. But what I didn't realize was the first time she was on the show was way back in 2014, which really shocked me because I had no idea we'd known each other that long, and that was before she'd even had any singles out on iTunes or anything, long before her EP. Let me just read you some of our interview dates. Our first interview was, like I said, before she even had any singles out or anything. But that was in 2014. And in February of 2015, she was on the show again when her single It's Okay came out. And then again, the summer of 2015, when she released her single Cactus, and then the EP was the last interview she did so far with us, and that was when her EP Don't Miss came out. And I mentioned that Carrie Ann was an award winner. She has won, let me see if I can find it real quick. She has won, hold on 1 second. I'm scrolling through her Instagram. I'm actually still trying to find this. Let's see. Either way, it was obviously for the Don't Miss EP. I'm trying to find, like I said, I'm trying to find exactly what she won and what she won it for. I think it was the IMEA Awards for the Song of the Year for Don't Miss, if I'm not completely and absolutely mistaken. It shouldn't have been that far back. Ah, here we go. It was for, I was right, actually. It was the IMEA Awards in Nashville, October 8th of 2016, and she won for, the Best Country Song of the Year for A Don't Miss. And the track that I just played, is off the Don't Miss EP, so y'all go pick it up on iTunes, Apple Music, etc. Let's see. Moving right along. At number 2 today, we have Australian singer Casey Barnes and his single "Live as One" from his 2016 album of the same title. I want whoever's listening out there to to listen very carefully to the words of this song, because I'm a sucker for songs with a good message, and this definitely fits the bill. Well, we have yet to have Casey on the show. We're definitely working on that. Again, at number two this week, here's Casey Barnes and I Live as One.
Angry words and a fist never healed no one. Dirty lies, smoking fire in disguise on the run. Vanity on the ground, insanity all around. We can love, we can hate, that's the choice that we make. We can die by the gun or learn to live as one. Hey.
Casey Barnes at number two this week on Indie Country Radio with Live as One. Oh boy, I wish there was some way to add a drum roll sound effect to this show, because if we had it, I'd be wearing that thing out. The person at the number one spot this week is also a very, very dear friend of mine who has been on the show a time or two, and I got the chance to meet this person out in Arizona. Arizona about 3 years ago. See, I have dreams of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So I was out there for a Colorado and Arizona about 3 years ago. And we had been talking on social media. I mean, this person for maybe a year or two, I want to say, something like that. And they asked if we could meet at a restaurant in town when I would be in Arizona. And so I said, of course, I jumped at that chance. So we walked into said restaurant. It was me and my folks, my friend hadn't showed up yet, but, so we're just sitting there kind of, you know, talking amongst ourselves, and all of a sudden I hear somebody say my name. And so I look back, and it's the person that holds the number one spot on today's countdown. It's a Sahara Star with her gorgeous single Blues to Gold. Like I said, I've known Sahara for many, many years, and she's become one of my dearest friends. We actually spoke with her on the show on January 28th, 2014. And I cannot believe it's been over 3 years since Sahara was on the show. So without further ado, a topic of talk this week, it's Sahara Star with Blues to Gold. You're listening to Indie Country Radio.
Oh, yeah. Lord, what a year it's been. I tried to find myself but ended up here again. Spending time with my two best friends, the glass and the bottle. Guess it's time I paid my dues, honey, after what I've done to you. I can't do this anymore. I'm packing my life in the back of my car. I'm taking this night in my lucky star. I pawned my heart and sold my soul. I'm gonna turn these blues to gold. Watching this house fall to the ground, wondering if I miss having you around. We held each other back and it's pushed us down for the last time, baby. Been disowned by my mom and dad. They're telling me I'll end up alone instead. But I'm gonna make it on my own. I'm packing my night in my lucky star. Upon my heart and soul, my soul, I'm gonna turn these blues to gold. I'm packing my taking this night and my luck you start. I'm packing my life in the back of my car.
Probably one of my favorite songs from Sahara. And trust me, there will be a lot more of Sahara to come on a subsequent episode. I can guarantee you that much. And that'll do it for this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. But before we leave, it's time for announcements. I literally just confirmed this morning, so I figured I should tell you about it. This coming Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Central. You thought I was going to say 4:30 p.m. Central, didn't you? Not so fast, my friends. All joking aside, this coming Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Central, we have super talented singer-songwriter Danielle Lee joining us. There's nothing confirmed for the for the 28th at this point, but March 1st we have a singer-songwriter, Ashley Wineland, joining us for an interview. And as I've been saying, coincidentally enough, it's the same day that Ashley's new single and video drops for She's Gone, March 7th. This is something I'm still mind-blown over. March 7th, we have a Canadian powerhouse trio, Runaway Angel, joining us on the show. And like I said, I'm still completely just mind-numbing. I'm just mind-numbed by that. I mean, that's out of my realm of thinking that I'd ever have a chance to talk with one of my favorite indie bands. And I'll definitely ask him this, but specifically when we have a band in the show, I'm always curious as to how a said band came up with their band name. And like I said, I'll definitely be asking Runaway Angel that. So that is the 7th. At 5:30 Central 2, which is interesting. And March 14th. We have a rescheduled interview that was supposed to have been next week, but the guests couldn't do it. So we rescheduled it until March 14th, and it's with my dear friend Alyssa Trahan. It's always such a joy and a pleasure to have Alyssa come on the show. anytime she possibly can, and it's always great to catch up with her about her music, life, or whatever, you know, how Nashville treating her, because she's a fairly new Nashville resident, and let's see if I have anything else. As always, I'm diligently working on a bunch of stuff for you guys. I have something coming up, hopefully in April, that I'm really not supposed to talk about, but I'll give you guys a hint. Along with the artist interviews that we do here on the show, from time to time, I like to kind of shake things up a little bit and invite other hosts, as you might have noticed with Misty helping me out with Indie Country Radio a couple of weeks ago. But I like to invite other hosts, bloggers in the country music scene. I'm hoping if it works out schedule wise, I'm hoping to have the owner of RaddyBait.com joining us right here on the radio show to talk about how Variety Beat got started, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I first heard about a Variety Beat through actually another podcast that a fairly prominent singer hosts, and they had this person on to talk about the culture of fans versus super fans, and see, I'd always thought of the term super fan had a negative connotation to it, which I'm sure a lot of people probably do, but it really doesn't. All a super fan really is somebody who likes to promote said artist in any way that they possibly can, kind of like what we're doing with this radio show. We help promote artists and et cetera, et cetera. But again, I'll have the owner of VarietyBeat.com on the show. Like I said, sometime, hopefully in April or May. We're still trying to figure out and work out details on scheduling on everything. But stay tuned for that. I'm pretty excited about it. So I think that's probably all the announcements I've got for you. So I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.